I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Are you still up in the air on who to support for conservative governor? You do have a choice. Come meet gubernatorial candidate Lewis Herms this evening, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters. Join his movement to reclaim California, fight medical tyranny, repair our elections, and income tax and property taxes. We can do all these with the right governor. Come early for a good seat. This evening, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters to meet and hear Lewis Herms. Visit our website at slowteaparty.org.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Do you know someone that's working on redoing their yard? Steve Schmidt Topsoil has gift certificates for the do-it-yourselfer in your life. They deliver DG, road base, planter mix for the garden, and products for erosion control for cooler, wetter weather. Give the gift of a beautifully landscaped home. Call Steve Schmidt Topsoil, 805-237-0174, or stop by the Little Red Caboose off the 101.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 5th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Two intersection signals proposed on Mission Street in San Miguel. District Attorney Dan Dow hosting seminars on identifying fraud. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds today, highs in the mid-50s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security, and don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting of 2026 will be held this Tuesday at 9 a.m. On this meeting's agenda is a capital project that would approve the signalization of two streets in San Miguel. The streets are on Mission Street at 14th and 11th. A study conducted in 2020 predicted these intersections were projected to operate poorly by the year 2035, triggering the need for traffic signal installations. However, both intersections cross the Union Pacific Rail Line, which will require coordination with railroad operations. The agenda says this would become a multi-year capital project with a budget adjustment of $500,000. The estimated construction will cost $2.6 million, according to the agenda, but will be reassessed during project development and will return to the board later to request authorization. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or watch online. As of Sunday, a section of Highway 1 is closed due to flooding and minor rock falls. The closure is 6 miles north of Ragged Point Inn to the end at Post Mile 4.7 in Monterey County near Radio Point. Currently, there is no estimated reopening time. District Attorney Dan Dow hosting How to Identify Fraud seminars. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. County District Attorney Dan Dow will be hosting two-hour seminars for learning how to identify, prevent, and respond to fraud on Friday, January 30th. The seminars will take place at the Kacho Shajin Government Center in San Luis Obispo, first starting at 9 a.m. The first seminar is open to the general public, helping them learn how to identify current fraud schemes aimed at local residents. The second seminar will be from 12 to 2 p.m. at the same location and is aimed for helping real estate professionals identify fraud schemes. The third will be from 3 to 5 p.m. to teach small business owners how to protect their assets. These seminars are all free to attend. For the first time since June 2024, the Santa Margarita Lake, also known as the Salinas Reservoir, is at capacity. The lake's most recent water level following the winter storms is at 103%, which can pose some problems. Debris and cloudy water can be present at this level, and the rental dock is currently closed. The rental dock will reopen in a few weeks once conditions improve, however. Returning for another year will be Atascadero's annual mother-son and father-daughter dances. These two spectacular events return in late January and early February at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. On site will be music from DJ Manny Medina, alongside snacks, door prizes, and a professional photographer with affordable picture packages to make the memory last forever. This year's theme for the event is How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Tickets are now available and can only be purchased in advance at the Colony Park Community Center, 5599 Traffic Way, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. In sports for the NFL, on Saturday, the Seahawks beat the 49ers 13-3. Sunday, the Raiders beat the Chiefs 14-12, the Rams over the Cardinals 37-20, the Broncos beat the Chargers 19-3. In the playoffs, KPRL will have the Rams and Panthers game on Saturday at 1 p.m. Then on Sunday, January 11th, we'll have the Bills and Jaguars at 9 a.m., the 49ers and Eagles just after 1 p.m., and then at 5 p.m., the Chargers and Patriots. In the NBA, on Saturday, the Warriors beat the Jazz 123-114, Celtics over the Clippers 146-115. Yesterday, the Lakers beat the Grizzlies 120-114, Bucks over the Kings 115-98. Tonight, the Warriors will face the Clippers, the Jazz will go against the Trailblazers, the Thunder will face the Hornets, the Suns will go against the Rockets, and the Hawks will face the Raptors. Local News is sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:13. California News coming up next.
It's the time of the year that we reflect on how quickly the days, months, and years fly by. It's the end of one new year and the beginning of a new one. We think about the resolutions we made, the ones we kept, and the ones we didn't. Well, as the new year begins, it's time to clean the slate and resolve again. Well, here at Davis Body Shop, our New Year's resolutions haven't changed in over 50 years. And that's why we're still here, while others have come and gone. You see, our New Year's resolutions are simple. Being honest and fair, giving you the best value, and making sure your experience is a pleasant one. Oh, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee? That says it all. Happy New Year from the Davis family. Davis Body Shops on El Camino Real, downtown Atascadero, and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
California headline news. The 19-year-old who was found dead on Mount Baldy has been identified as Seal Beach resident Marcos Casanova. He was one of three hikers whose bodies were found on the mountain earlier this week. San Bernardino County Sheriff's spokeswoman Jenny Smith says the tragedy happened in an area known as the Devil's Backbone.
This is an extremely dangerous trail that is not carved out in a way that a regular hiker could hike that and be safe.
The other two hikers haven't been identified. The LA County Board of Supervisors is declaring a local emergency in response to recent powerful winter storms. This as another storm is expected to bring several inches of rain to the area over the next 3 days. Board Chair Hilda Solis says that will bring a host of issues.
People are still bracing for this rain that's coming and possible landslides and flooding and evacuations again.
In sports, the Ducks fell to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-3 in overtime today in Anaheim. Bob McClay, California Headline News.
Taxes was feeling so stuck. Sitting in traffic, squeezing into a parking spot, all to squeeze in getting tax help during your lunch break. Now Taxes is a TurboTax expert who does your taxes for you, while you go about your day getting real-time notifications about their progress and the most money back guaranteed. Now this is Taxes. Intuit TurboTax. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Only available with TurboTax Experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Are you experiencing cold or allergy symptoms, or are you looking for a new multivitamin or probiotic? If you are looking for a way to jumpstart your day, we are the store for you. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff can help get you on track for healthier, happier living. The Natural Alternative, open 7 days a week, located at 1213 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles. Stop in or order online today.
What's happening at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles? We asked the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Right now, Gary, everything's on special. Got special prices, phenomenal. And my prices are way better than everybody else. And that's why I'm still in business after 33 years. We've got specials on the bases, on the mattresses, headboards and footboards, you name it. Everything's on sale. And it'll continue early through next year as well. Till they raise my prices, I don't raise my prices.
Visit the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. Fig lovers who long for the taste of an older variety called Calimerna, which is largely phased out of commercial production in California, may be in luck. San Joaquin Valley fig grower Kevin Herman has harvested his full crop of a new variety called Emerald, which he described as a replacement for the Calimerna. We're excited about the future of this variety, Herman told Ag Alert in a field report. We've been picking and packing and shipping the heck out of them. Consumers really like them. He said the large green figs evoke creme brulee and almond flavors, with the fruit reminding some consumers of Calimerna, which has limited production because it requires a complicated, labor-intensive pollination process involving the fig wasp. A lot of folks are nostalgic about heirloom varieties, said Herman, who farms in Fresno, Madera, and Merced counties. They like this fig because it reminds them of some of those heirloom varieties that have come and gone. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, estate planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Matt's Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-50s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the low 60s, south winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday. Upper 50s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Low 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday. 65 a week from today. Currently, it is 46 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:20.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher. Oil stocks getting a boost, though crude oil prices have been little changed following the U.S. capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. Chevron, the last major U.S. oil company operating in Venezuela, is seeing the biggest gains, but oilfield services company SLB and Halliburton also are rising. Analysts say the U.K.'s Shell and BP are the oil companies based in Europe most likely to benefit. Identity verification company Okta is getting a boost from news that it will buy back $1 billion worth of its stock. The pill version of weight loss drug Wegovy is now available in the U.S. It was approved by the FDA last month. Drug company Novo Nordisk says lower dose pills will cost $149 a month. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. 238-5775, which by now you know you can text at 75238-KPRL to join us on this Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
KPRL, listen to the voices.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 to 1, I'll have the delightful Mickey Wright on from the Paso Robles Senior Center. Some new things going on and just update what they do out there for many. And also, Susanna's got quite a show lined up tonight or this afternoon from 1 till 2. She will have a Adam Credo. He covers foreign affairs for the Washington Free Beacon, and he has it in tight with the Rubio Trump administration, and he'll be talking about, and he has a lot of knowledge about Venezuela. And then also California Assemblyman Dan Tagapa to talk about the fraud here in the Golden State. All righty, let's see here. We do have some emails and some text. And let's see here. The email came in first, and it had to do with my concerns about getting involved in Venezuela. And I, not 100%, but mention, well, you know, we got involved in Vietnam. It was a CIA coup back in 63 when the president and his brother were assassinated, and the CIA knew about it. And fast forward a couple of years later with the Gulf of Tonkin incident, and then we know the rest of the history in Vietnam with the United States getting involved. Now, this goes back to the Eisenhower administration, but obviously escalated during Kennedy and Johnson. And some of it was based on decisions that the United States did or didn't make. That is my concern. But here we go with the email, and thank you for the email. Kevin, I can understand the concern and the comparison to the Vietnam conflict with pretty much any war that involves a regime change. My father fought two tours in Vietnam and never volunteered any information about it. What he told me about it, I had to pry from him, and it was pretty horrific. My personal thought is that once the U.S. became involved, we should have went about a different way, more into what Barry Goldwater wanted to do, but it's easy to be an armchair quarterback. I used to work with someone who is a young boy during the fall of Saigon, and although he got separated from his family, he was able to get onto an American chopper, fortunately. He was adopted by Baptists in Pennsylvania, but he never knew what happened to the rest of his family. The more recent debacle in Afghanistan under the Biden administration may have produced some similar stories. I think Venezuela is different, though. Unlike French Indochina, which became Vietnam, Venezuela was a rich place with a thriving economy before socialism came into power. From what I see, the majority of Venezuelans are looking at this as a major liberation win for them. Understand that, and President Trump did address that on Saturday. Again, I go back to my concerns, our intentions, but what will take place? We're going to have to eventually, or not eventually, but soon, have troops in there, because there is people in that country who do not want us there. And unfortunately, some of those people are may have some power. Let's see here on the text. Venezuelan drugs and terrorists killed thousands of Americans, plus they let China and Russian set up shop an hour off the coast. We had contracts with the democratic government of Venezuela to build their oil industry. Then dictators took over and breached our contracts. President Trump is collecting. Again, I understand that. My concern is, do we have a definite in and out plan? Because our track record has not been good with that. And I know about China, the China, especially with them getting a hold of or trying to get a hold of ports and waterways in Central America. And that is a concern, and we should address it. But are we going about it the right way? Because, again, I'm going to repeat myself. We have not had a good track record of that. Also, I'm going to throw out something, and I've kind of vaguely mentioned it before, that may tick some people off. But when I hear about this Maduro, who is a sleazebag, and I guess fortunately that we had to take him alive. But here is my, I get not incensed, that he is killing or has killed hundreds of thousands of Americans because of the drugs. I understand the drugs somewhat, but who's taking the drugs? We don't address that enough, or we've tried to in this country, but I always have to question that. Let's see here. Stoplight. This is on the email. Kevin, I agree that the stoplight on Creston Road really not necessary. As far as I can tell, during my travels on Creston Road, never saw a problem there, and the big expense to put the light in. I would appreciate if Chris could call Ditas Esperanza regarding and ask why it was deemed necessary. Also, I have called her 3 times over the past months asking where the terribly rough part of Creston Road is between Smart and Final and Food for Less. She keeps saying soon, has not been soon, and feel should be a high priority. Thank you. Well, this time of the year, they're not going to do that much, if any. Because you just don't do it when it's raining and have the wet conditions and so forth. That's on the list. They did the major work out there on Golden Hill and, you know, parts of Creston, well, a lot of Creston. So that's probably is coming soon, but after the weather clears up. Let's see here. What else do we have here? Earlier you mentioned a new law for 2026 vehicles, section blah, 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 blah. Failure to slow down or change lanes for emergency vehicles, and said the fine was $50. These code sections regarding the fines are always misleading. It's true, the base fine is $50. However, there are numerous fees and assessments attached to the baseline. I broke them down for this violation. The base fine of, on this one bill, $50. Then it says state penalty assessment, $50. County penalty assessment, $35. Court facility construction penalty assessment, $25. DNA identification fund penalty assessment, $25. Emergency medical penalty assessment, $10. Surcharge, $10. EMAT, $4. Court operations, $40. Infraction conviction assessment, $35. Total fine, $284. These fees and assessments are attached to all vehicle code violations in various amounts. Well, but not for everybody, because you have to remember the new law that's going into effect for at least the parking. If you declare a hardship, you can get a little discount on your fine from the state of California, because those average between $25 and $50 as well. So you'll end up paying less based on your hardship. All right, there you go regarding that. Stoplights, the polar bear, still getting some send. Yes, took the polar bear plunge for the first time. It was a great experience. We'll do it again. Okay, well, you found something to do, break in the new year. That's good. Good, 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 good. And also we have California may be making kindergarten mandatory. The past few years, California, they tell us that they've been all about the ABCs and learning that and all that kind of stuff. And they've, you have invested more than $5 billion in early childhood education. But kindergarten, once thought of as a staple of elementary schools for more than a century, remains optional. And there have been about a half dozen legislative attempts to require it. Now, California is one of 32 states that doesn't mandate that all five-year-olds attend school. Well, that might change. The legislatures plan to introduce a new bill to require kindergarten, and they're confident that it will meet a better fate for than its predecessors, which they died in the committee or were just vetoed, largely due to cost. And it says kids need to be around other kids. They need to be learning, said one of the proponents. Were you saying that when you shut down schools for a year and a half, lady? That kids need to be around kids, particularly at that age? Now, according to this, children who attend kindergarten have higher test scores in math and reading in third grade and beyond, and they are less likely to be suspended or drop out late. Now, the question is why some parents opt out of kindergarten. Now, all California school districts have to offer kindergarten. It doesn't require families to enroll their children, but most do. And about 5% opt out. The reason some and the families believe their children aren't ready for the rigors of school and others aren't happy with the children's current arrangement, whether it's preschool, are happy rather, daycare or staying at home with the family. Well, one thing that jumps out to me here, if it's only 5%, and these parents are making a decision on their own because they know their children either aren't ready or they're content with the current arrangement, knowing that full well by first grade they will have to go to school. So if it's only 5% that have opted out, then why are you going to make this a law? Okay? And one of the reasons here is at least because Latino families are least likely to send their children to kindergarten. Okay. Parental choice. They don't list necessarily what the reasons are here for that. Oh, here's one of them. They're afraid to register their children in school due to immigration concerns. Well, if you're legal, what do you have to worry about? But if a parent knows, you know, it's like, somebody told me this may be coming back, and I don't know if it'll happen in California, but it's happened in other states, is being held back. Being held back. And in some cases, I know some kids whose parents felt they should be held back. Now, they met the standards for moving forward, and this is in the younger grades. Again, you find about these things after the fact, not, 5-year-olds aren't telling you that. But when they get older and you become friends with them in high school, say, my mom and dad had me left behind because I wasn't, progressing to what they think I could and et cetera, et cetera. So I believe somebody or some group are going to try and make a run at that in California. Chris, when you were in school, there was no such thing as being left back, was there?
Held back? No, there was. Remember a few kids, I don't know if a few is correct, but I remember one kid in particular got held back, and I only remember that because that was the first time I ever heard of that set of words.
Do you recall what grade level that was?
Kindergarten. I was in first grade, and he got held back to kindergarten. We had the same kindergarten class.
Really? Kindergarten?
Yeah. I just remember, I don't know if you did it as well, but in elementary school, whenever it was lunchtime, you would sit at a group of tables along with your grade level. So I saw him over with the kindergartners, and I shouted over to him, "What are you doing over there?" And he said he got held back. And I was thinking, what the heck does that mean?
Did you? Well, again, at that age, but did he ever, down the road, did you stay in contact? Did you ever ask him how he had it work out?
No, I never saw that kid again because I moved from Bakersfield to here past Robles from elementary to middle school. So all those kids never saw him again.
Okay. All right. So that was the first time you heard it?
Yes.
And did you then question what that meant?
Oh, yeah, for sure I did. In fact, this is going to sound a little silly, but, you know, I was in first grade. I thought it was a bad word because the word held back had hell in it.
Held.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, you got held back? What does held mean? You know, I was thinking it was H-E-L-L-E-D or something like that.
Right. No, I understand that.
Thinking like a first grader, you know.
No. I mean, I'm not laughing. I'm just laughing like, well, yeah, I can see that. Oh, what does that mean? A new word, or, you know, or at least in the content that it was being used and so forth. But I'm not going to say that it was rampant, but it was not uncommon for kids to be held back or left back is what. And then there was also, as you got to be a little bit more knowledgeable of what it meant, the threat of either being held back or having to go to summer school, which was, you know, almost, you might as well put a knife in me. You're going to, my whole summer is going to be ruined because I'm going to have to go to summer school. And there was also the stigma of that you were a dodo bird because of that. So anyway, we'll see what happens with this. Again, another urgency with only 5% of opting out. Somehow I just think there's money involved in here. I just, let's see here. But by the way, the early education, the estimated, and along with the $5 billion that was put into the kindergarten programs here in California, it would be an additional for these 5% whose parents say, in some cases, their kids aren't ready for it and they're doing just fine, would cost an additional, at least at start, $268 million annually. Okay. All right, another one here, a phone call. I started calling her 3 months ago when the weather was great. Re-repair of the road was a terrible part of Crescent Road. Should have been done back then when they were doing the part and so forth. Redoing it was not necessary. It was pretty good shape. No, it wasn't. There were parts of Golden Hill that needed to be redone. And also that they just don't schedule these projects 2 weeks in advance. They have things that are mapped out over a year in advance, and that's what they do. That's what they do. It'll eventually get done. We've lived with this far, so et cetera, et cetera. When, let's see here on the email. When I was in school, I didn't know of anyone that got held back. I did, however, personally know several people that flunked. Okay. Well, if they flunked, how did they go forward? It doesn't, I'd be interested to know what years this was, if you're inclined to do that. I remember, I don't give your names out on the air, so by giving the year, it won't reveal your age. Don't worry about it, but it was not uncommon. And we'll see, because I was talking to somebody the other day, late last week, that in some state, like Mississippi, I think it was Mississippi, yeah, it was Mississippi, that this person told me that, you know, at one time, Mississippi's public education was a laughingstock of the nation. Now it is one of the highest ranked public educations in the United States. They cracked down on discipline. They started leaving kids behind. And I guess you can say they put their money where their mouth is. And Mississippi has exceeded California regarding the ratings. So you can't laugh at Mississippi anymore. All right, let's see here. We are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. Returning for another year will be Atascadero's annual mother-son and father-daughter dances. These two spectacular events will return in late January and early February at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Tickets are now available and can only be purchased in advance at the Colony Park Community Center, 55 at 99 Traffic Way.
County District Attorney Dan Dow will be hosting two-hour seminars for learning how to identify, prevent, and respond to fraud on Friday, January 30th. Seminars will take place at the Kacho Shadyan Government Center in SLO. Three seminars will be offered that are 2 hours each on that day and are all free to attend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. By chopper and armored vehicle, a tour of New York as illegitimate Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and wife Celia are delivered for American justice from a Brooklyn lockup to Manhattan federal court.
Maduro captured in that daring raid ordered by President Trump is set to face charges that he ran a multi-billion-dollar drug operation with the cartels and others that flooded our country with hundreds of tons of cocaine over two decades.
Fox's Eric Shawn. As War Secretary Pete Hegseth and Secretary of State Marco Rubio briefed senators about the pinpoint U.S. military capture of Maduro, Senator John Fetterman tells Fox.
It's positive, and I can't just condemn it just because I happen to be a Democrat.
Amid the Minnesota Somali fraud scandal, Democrat Governor Tim Walz announces he will not run for re-election as governor. America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
New year, new keys? Look, if I'm making resolutions, win more money is absolutely on the list. Every Thursday in January from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., three winners every hour can win Tachi Cash or cash. Then at 8 p.m., one lucky winner scores a prize and $5,000 in cash. So yeah, drink more water is cool, but new gear and $5,000 feels like a real new year upgrade. It's keys and cash only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Unwind with happy hour at Cello Restaurant and Bar inside Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5, enjoy $5 draft beer, $10 draft wine, and margarita pizza, and $14 barrel-aged cocktails crafted with locally sourced ingredients. You'll find a thoughtful mix of local and imported draft wines, local craft beers, and cocktails. Let the Paso evenings begin with happy hour at Cello Restaurant and Bar.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, and they're located at 5025 El Camino Real at Atascadero. No, that wouldn't be it. It would be Hutch Heating and Air, tune-up, repair, or replacement. Okay, got it. Let's see here. Clouds today, generally cloudy. Highs in the mid to upper 50s and more clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the low to mid 40s. And for you Tuesday, we're going to have some clouds and sunshine mixed in, low 60s. Low 60s Wednesday, upper 50s Thursday, Friday. Low 60s sunshine Saturday, mid-60s Sunday. And Monday, mid-60s, mostly sunny. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:14 a.m., 5:04 p.m. We are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. They've got lunch for you every day. Weekends, enjoy the brunch and then dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Let's see here. Volunteers and docents are wanted and needed. And if you're looking for something exciting, interesting, and educational to fill your free time, please consider volunteering at the Paso Robles History Museum in the Carnegie Library. Flexible hours and days, volunteers as much or as little as you want. Docents on the main floor of the museum greet visitors and share information about the exhibits. And, of course, the rich history of Paso Robles. And all docents and volunteers are trained and mentored. No experience is necessary. So, there you go. All right. Also, Hey, aviators, present and future. You in high school, you like aviation, airplanes, you like engines, mechanics, physics, engineering, like a career in aviation, why not inquire with the Estrella Youth Aviation Club? And they meet at the, of course, Estrella Warbirds Museum. You can call this number, 805-550-8755, 805-550-8755, and have some fun. Community Calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. Moving right along here at the right choice, we have 8.5 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel. Mighty fine jewelry. Mighty fine jewelry. Right there, just one block north of the park there on Pine Street. You can't miss it. They park right in front, and they have free parking, too. That's pretty cool. All right, leading off, let's see here. Which page? I'm on the right page. Jeannie Klein, Tim Buchanan, Philip Sturgis. We have Mr. Jim Saunders. Jim? Lisa Marlowe, Linda Bacigalupo, yes indeed, Jeff Johnson, Nancy Peterson, Don Hugh, Mindy Hartman, Joni Springer, and Janine McLean. All right, those are your local celebrities. Treat them as they should be. I'm sure Linda Bacigalupo, I'm sure that Dave is out in the garden getting you flowers for your birthday and getting ready to make breakfast for you too, no doubt about it. All right, on my right-hand side, let's see here. It's a pretty long list today, and fortunately, we have time. Let's see here. Ben Johnson, he was president of the Western League, and of course, it became the American League. 1864-1931. Well, I thought that you'd hear of a lot of people here, but not yet anyway. Jane Wyman, Johnny Belinda, and of course, married to Ronald Reagan. 1917-2007, the astrologer, Gene Dixon, 1918-1997. Ooh, the Million Dollar Quartet. You heard a guy named Elvis, and Johnny Cash, and Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee. Sam Phillips, record producer, Sun Records, 1923-2003. Basketball Hall of Fame coach, St. John's primarily, Lou Carnesecca, 1925-2024. Buddy Young, outstanding football player in the old AAFC with the New York Yankees and others. And let's see, also director of player personnel for the Colts. 1926-1983, everybody's favorite vice president, Walter Mondale. 1928-2021, this guy's a really good actor. Yes, indeed. Robert Duvall, 1931. Speaking of coaches, I mentioned his name earlier. Didn't know he was on the list today. Chuck Knoll, Pittsburgh Steelers, 1932-2014. This guy was a pretty good catcher, an all-star a few times with the Twins. Earl Batty, 1935-2003. Pro Football Hall of Famer, center with the Oakland Raiders, 00. Jim Otto, 1938-2024. Tennis Hall of Famer, Chuck McKinley, 1941-1986. And also from a Parliament Funkadelic, Grady Thomas, 1941. Sam Weich, quarterback and also coach, 1945. I didn't know that he passed away, and he did so in 2020. Diane Keaton, 1946, passed away this past October. I wore this guy's jersey in high school and in college. Number 22, the one and only Eugene Morris, Mercury Morris, named my first cat Mercury. 1947, 2024, Charlie Huff, the pitcher with the Bums and others. 1948, Ted Lang from The Love Boat, 1948. From Cool and the Gang, George Funky Brown, drummer, 1949. Pamela Sue March, she's got a cool speaking voice, 1953. Hall of Famer, forward at the University of South Carolina. Pretty good scorer, Alex English, 1954. ROE Speedwagons, Bryant Hitt, 1954. This guy can hit the ball a long way, but he missed the ball a lot. Ron Kittle, 1958. Danny Jackson, he was a really good pitcher. 1962, Grant Young, the drummer from Soul Asylum, 1964. Ray Crockett, not a bad football player, 1967. Onward we continue. Marilyn Manson, whatever, 1969. Who else is on this list? Ryan Minor. He wasn't a bad baseball player. He was a big-time prospect. I mean, he never fulfilled that much, but, hey, he played in the big leagues, 1974. The actor, Bradley Cooper, 1975. Warwick Dunn, he was a real good running back out of Florida State, Tampa, and Atlanta Falcons, 1975. Did a lot of good in the communities that he played in and from. And let's see here. That is it. That is it. All right. Those who are no longer with us, former mayor of Palm Springs and singer and songwriter and skier, Sonny Bono. 1998, he was killed at up there in Tahoe, I think at Heavenly, if I'm not mistaken. Again, it was 1998. Oh, man. One of my favorite basketball players of all time. The term Showtime, Magic Johnson will tell you, came from this guy when he used to warm up before games at LSU. Ahead of his time. Go back and look at the clips of this guy. Pistol Pete Maravich, 1988. Man, he was something else. Calvin Coolidge, 1933. Jerry Van Dyke, 2018. Oh, the tipster. Tip O'Neill, 1994. George Washington Carver, quite the inventor and scientist, 1943. Also, we have who else on the list here? That's it. All right. Going to the top of the list, as I mentioned, you probably knew it as soon as I said that. And I had a poster of him in my bedroom when I was a kid, too. Number 22. When he went to West Texas State. He's a Pittsburgh guy, but he ended up West Texas State, now West Texas A&M, from 65 to 69. He was an All-American, and he finished second in the nation to O.J. in rushing with 1,274 yards. Now, that was in 67. Now, in 68, he set the collegiate record for rushing yards in a single game with 340, and also for a single season, and also set the college record for rushing yards over a three-year college career, freshman not being eligible at the time. It was eventually broken a couple years later. He was picked in the third round by the Miami Dolphins, and he went on to have a pretty darn good career. He had two Super Bowl rings, three-time Pro Bowler, rushing touchdown leader, kickoff return leader, rushing attempt. His yards per average were amazing. Even on kickoffs, he averaged 27 yards return his rookie year in 1969. And he was pretty much also very good at carrying the ball from the line of scrimmage, although he had to work with Jim Kick and Larry Zonka. In his 1970 season, he averaged 6.8 yards per carry. That's still the highest average in league among players with at least 50 runs. The Merc, Mercury Morris, to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. For the first time since June 2024, the Santa Margarita Lake, also known as the Salinas Reservoir, is at capacity. The most recent water level following the rains is 103%, which can cause problems. The rental dock is currently closed, but it will reopen in a few weeks once conditions improve. The County Board of Supervisors' first meeting of 2026 will be this Tuesday at 9 a.m. This week's agenda is a capital project that would approve the signalization of two streets at 11th and Mission Street and 14th and Mission Street. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the mid to upper 50s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegastorage.com.
After his eight-year career was over, his career 5.1 yards per average carry was third all-time among NFL players, first among halfbacks, and only behind fullbacks Jim Brown and Marion Motley. Pretty amazing. Mercury passed away in 2024. He was 77. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.